It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We are used to having a fair amount of choice when it comes to who we get our internet from, what it looks like, and how much it costs. As broadband and wireless internet service providers keep merging with companies that make the content we want, those choices we make as users matter even more. Here's Marketplace's Danielle Stevens talking to Mike Gazioff about his choices.
Are you happy with your plan?
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
When aren't you?
When I don't get consistent information from the customer service folks.
How much do you pay for this plan that you are sometimes happy with, sometimes aren't?
$300 a month.
And do you think it's worth that?
No, it's more than my first apartment.
Telecom policy has a huge impact on all of this. During his tenure as Federal Communications Commission chairman, Tom Wheeler pushed pretty aggressively for all information to be delivered at equal speeds to the user over the internet, aka net neutrality. He used what's called open internet rules. Today, Tom Wheeler is the former FCC chairman. His successor is expected to be a Republican, Ajit Pai, but Wheeler is still very passionate about these issues. Mr. Wheeler, thanks for giving us a bit of an exit interview. You say you'd expect some of these companies to be pro-open internet rules, but they're not. Why?
Go figure. So here you have AT&T suing us in court to overturn the open internet rules while at the same time using the open internet rules to get their video service that competes with cable onto Comcast and Charter's broadband service. Go figure. It doesn't make any sense.
When you look at, for instance, how T-Mobile is delivering some of its content, how are you thinking about how wireless providers are trying to get around delivering all content equally? Are you worried about your efforts maybe being in vain?
So the key thing that we did when we developed our open internet rules was to say that there needed to be a referee on the field who could make judgments and throw a flag when necessary. There have been a lot of innovative things that have been done by T-Mobile and others. And what we were in the process of doing was looking at those, and then we ran out of time.
Let's talk about your assumed successor. It seems like you two don't exactly see eye to eye on some of this stuff.
I think it's fair to say that we have on major issues, we have differed in our approaches.
So do you have any sense of how Ajit Pai is going to take this forward?
No.
You guys don't talk? You're not hanging out having coffee?
Well, you know, it's an interesting story that I had a regularly scheduled meeting every other week with every commissioner here at the FCC for an hour, in which we would sit down and talk about how do we work together, what are common concerns.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, Commissioner Pai has canceled every one of those meetings. So it's hard to work together when you cancel meetings to talk together.
Let's talk about, let's change gears a little bit. You're no longer tied to government bureaucracy. What are you going to do next?
Well, first of all, I'm going to take some time off and decompress, and I'm wildly looking forward to that. and then I hope to write, teach, and maybe do a little consulting.
The man formerly known as Chairman Tom Wheeler, or recently known as FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. Good to talk to you.
By the way, we are hoping to speak with Commissioner Ajit Pai, and there's a much longer version of my interview with Tom Wheeler at MarketplaceTech.org. We're going to stick with our theme today of internet access and regulation and talk to Susan Crawford. She is professor at Harvard Law School. Susan, thanks for chatting. What are you going to be looking at over the next few years under President Donald Trump?
Well, I'll be looking hard at what happens to that AT&T Time Warner merger. back in October, Trump railed about it, saying that that was the kind of deal that would destroy democracy. Just last week, he said, well, you know, I haven't seen the facts yet. He just met with the head of AT&T right before he made that comment. So it'll be truly indicative what happens with these ginormous mergers.
President Trump has spoken about deferring to states on some issues, right? With more municipalities setting up their own fiber networks and meeting pushback from corporations at the same time who don't want that kind of competition, do you think that we'll see this come to a head over the next 4 years?
We will, because what's going to happen is the states are pretty easily lobbied by these companies. And so we've already seen very recently Virginia, a bill introduced. We've got 20 other states that have laws making it very difficult for municipalities to make this choice for themselves. I mean, it's so easy to persuade a gullible statehouse legislator who doesn't get much money into his coffers that it would be in the best interest of Americans to let the private market handle telecom. We know that's actually not true, but it's easy to make that argument, and lots of statehouses fall for it.
Some of these big companies that we're talking about, their argument is that light regulation or deregulation actually helps them innovate, which then allows them to provide better services and better prices to their users.
Look, since the open internet rule was announced in February 2015, these companies have actually invested more. Rational regulation has no effect on their impetus to invest or not. It's just whether they decide it's in their interest to do so. The whole point of the regulatory ideal is that it creates a level playing field for competition, for opportunity, for consumers, for everything else we want to do as a country. If we abandon that regulatory ideal, we'll just be left with a few companies controlling all of our data destinies.
Susan Crawford is professor at Harvard Law School. Susan, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.